Jack Benny, Rochester, and the whole gang coming up next on TV 29. Daily program.
Hello, Rochester.
Hello, Miss Benson. Come on in.
Mr. Benny feeling any better today?
No, it's the same thing. Every morning he gets up, won't eat his breakfast, then leaves the house. He goes out to the park, sits on a bench all day brooding. That's where he is now.
Well, that's good. It'll give us a chance to do that idea you thought about. And you know, Rochester, we've got to convince Mr. Benny that he's a great violinist.
Well, I've got the recording machine. Did you get someone to cooperate?
I got just the man, Mr. Isaac Stern. You know, he's one of the world's greatest violinists and a very good friend of Mr. Benny's, and I'm sure he'll help us out. I called him, so he should be here any minute.
Good, then I'll set up the recording machine.
I hope everything works.
You know, Mr. Benny isn't even tender to business. His producer sent this play over, and he won't even look at it. Uh-oh.
Oh, never mind, I'll get it. Hope it isn't Mr. Benny. It'll ruin everything.
Mary.
Come on in.
How are you?
You know Rochester.
Sure, how are you, Rochester?
Hello, Mrs. Stern.
Well, Mary, when you called me and asked me to hurry over with the violin, I gathered that it was most urgent.
Well, it is. You see, 3 days ago, Jack found out he wasn't a great violinist.
Only 3 days ago?
Well, he's very upset over it, but I think with your help, why, we might snap him out of it.
Well, Mary, you know how I love Jack. And if there's anything I can do to bring the twinkle back to those big blue eyes of his, you know, I'd be very happy to do it.
Well, thanks a lot, but we better hurry. He might be here any minute.
Fine. So Jackson is really in a bad mood, is he?
Yes, sir. All because he found out he's a lousy violinist.
Rochester, lousy is a very harsh word. Appropriate, but harsh. What's the plan you have in mind?
Well, it's very simple. You see, this is a recording machine.
Yes, I know. It starts here.
No, Mr. Stern, that's the volume.
I'm sorry.
This is the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'll get your violin out and play a solo, I'll make a record of it. And when Mr. Benny comes, I'll coax him into playing the same number and tell him I'm making a recording.
Oh, I see. And when you play it back, it'll actually be me playing.
That's right, and Jack will think he's terrific.
Well, that's a cute idea. That's very clever.
Now, if you're ready, Mr. Stern, we can start recording.
Uh-oh. Jack's coming up the walk now.
Well, what are we going to do? I haven't made a record yet.
See, I've got an idea, Mr. Stern. I think it'll work just as well.
What is it?
You hide in the closet, and I'll get Mr. Benny to play something and make believe that I'm making a record of it. And when you hear me say playback, you play the same thing that Mr. Benny played.
Well, I'm willing to try it.
Well, good luck, fellas. I'm going out the back way.
Bye, Mary.
Now, Mr. Stern, you get your violin and come out in here.
Okay.
Now, if you get hungry, there's a candy machine right behind the vacuum cleaner.
Hello, Rochester.
Oh, hello, boss. How do you feel?
How do you expect me to feel? A man spends his whole life dreaming and planning and hoping that someday he'll become a great musician. And then everything smashes in front of him.
Boss, you can't go on like this.
Look, I can go. Hey, what's this?
Oh, this is a recording machine. I bought it from a friend of mine to prove to you what a great violinist you are.
Me? I know what I sound like.
But that's just it, boss. You don't know what you sound like.
What?
When you play your violin, you're too close to it. You're concentrating on your fingering and your bowing. You're too occupied to hear the beautiful music that comes out.
Really?
Get your violin and play something. This machine will make a record of it, and you'll be able to hear for yourself how beautiful it sounds.
Oh.
No, let me get your violin for you. It's just lying here gathering dust. Come on, please.
Well, Al, this is silly.
No, no, come on, play something. Now, here's the microphone. See? And then you just... No, boss. It'll pick up better if you see if you stand facing this way. Right about here. That's it,
studio, I have to pass my producer's office. And as far as I'm concerned, he can have his playback.
Now.
Jack Benny and his magic violin. Take one.
Heard anything so awful in my life.
Well, I've got news for you, Bub. I mean, you've been concentrating so much on my fingering and bowing that you couldn't hear what was coming out. Now, wait till you hear the playback.
What?
Playback. As Jack Benny and his magic violin. Take one. Got that engineer, but he's awful. He doesn't even know how to make a recording.
Yes, I guess you're right, Mr. Benny, but he's the best we could get, and we have to do the best we can with what we've got, and
well, you know how it is. Yeah, it's a shame, but I guess you're stuck.
Well, good day, Mr. Benny, and thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Machine, it sounded beautiful. Just beautiful. I want to hear it again. See, how does this work? Oh, there it is.
Now, Mr. Stern, if you get your violin out and play the violin solo, I'll record it.
Oh, and when you play it back to Mr. Benny, he wins the new play.
Get
Mr. Benny to play
something. And when you hear me say playback,
you play the same thing Mr. Benny plays. So that's it. They tricked me. Oh, Rochester! Come in here. I want to talk to you.
What about?
You know what I'm out. Come in here. Take off that silly thing and fix me some dinner.
You mean you're not mad at me?
No, I guess not. After all, you did it for my own good. Anyway, it serves me right for being such a big ham. If I hadn't gone to that recording studio, I'd have kept on thinking that I was a great violinist.
But you are a great violinist.
Oh, shut up. ladies and gentlemen, I also want to thank Mr. Isaac Stern, one of the world's truly great violinists, for being such a good sport. I'd like to have you meet him again, and maybe he'll play an encore for us. Mr. Isaac Stern. Isaac, I do want to thank you very, very much for being on my show.
It was my pleasure, Jack. And you know, now I have the distinction of being the only violinist who's played in the Hollywood Bowl, the Philharmonic Auditorium, Carnegie Hall, and Jack Benny's Closet.
Yes, yes. Now, Isaac, I'm sure that all of us would like to... Oh, do you mind if I look at your violin?
Not at all, Jack.
Yes, I will. Beautiful tone.
Oh, it's a wonderful instrument. Great help to me.
It's cheap, though, isn't it? Cheap? Inside here, it says 1737.
That's the year.
Now, Isaac, I am sure that all of us now would like to hear you play a number without interruption. And I'll stand over there and listen.
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen, with the assistance of my longtime colleague, Mr. Alexander Zarkin, we'd like to play for you the Polonaise Brillante in D major by Wieniawski.
Walruses, the stars of National Geographic specials, Sunday evenings at 7.
Stay tuned for The Real Thing, The Real McCoys, next.